What we are going to talk about today is the importance of government power. Since the beginning of history, government is the means by which people live together. Sometimes when it goes wrong, it's the way in which people die together. Government per se has no morality. It can be whatever people want it to be. So an overall system of ethics is important. However, government itself is an essential part of society. It is an essential factor in human events. Unfortunately, in America, we have come to have a delusion about government. An American president, Ronald Reagan, claimed that government is the problem. Now think through how crazy that is. Government is the problem, so who will make the decisions in society? TV evangelists? Big business? You fill in the blanks. And since Reagan, we have had the control of a lot of decisions in America made by big business or by political crackpots who don't believe in science. The results have not been of the good variety. The money lords on Wall Street and the C-suite did not create the utopia. Quite the contrary, they concluded that they could make increased profits by destroying jobs here in America and shipping them overseas to foreign dictatorships such as China. And this is what they proceeded to do. The trade deficit this year with China is about $400 billion. Mr. Trump has talked about dealing with this. He's done a lot of yelling and screaming, but he's had absolutely no impact, by the way, on the actual trade deficit. Meanwhile, when Reagan came in, he destroyed the largest and most sophisticated renewable energy research program in the world. We could have solar power today. We would have commercial solar power today. People would be driving solar cars. The air over the super cities of the third world would be clear today rather than being filled with poison. So it's important to understand what we lost by this kind of thinking. Now, in 1992, the American people thought they were going in a different direction and elected Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, unfortunately, went along with a lot of this Reagan nonsense and claimed in 1995, in one of the most insane and shameful statements in the history of American politics, and that's an achievement, that the age of big government was, quote, dead. Now, again, we have to ask, okay, if big government is dead, who's making these decisions? Who's making these decisions? And under Clinton and under Obama, it was a rerun of what happened under Reagan and Bush, where the big corporations continued to shut down plants in the United States and ship jobs overseas while not investing in safe renewable energy. So this did not have happy results. It did not. Now, in 2020, we have a situation in America that is just getting weirder and weirder and more out of a bad 1 o'clock in the morning sci-fi movie, all right? It really is. One of the reasons for this goes back to the underinvestment in government. You get what you pay for, okay? Since Reagan, a good part of discretionary non-defense spending has been cut to shreds. That's why when you call the IRS, you may have to wait for an hour before you get anybody on the phone. It's why the IRS computers are still, to a large extent, a legacy of the 1960s. It's why when you call Medicare or Social Security, you get a 1 hour wait. But worse than the budget cuts has been the disrespect for the civil service, the disrespect for having excellence in government. So if you disrespect people making key decisions, they probably aren't going to stay around. So it's not just the money. These 40 years of insane and destructive programs have severely damaged the talent pool in the civil service. Now, it matters whether we have intelligent people inspecting the health and safety of food. It matters whether we have intelligent people running Medicare and Medicaid and making sure that they're run right. And most important, evaluating these programs as time goes along to fine-tune them and make them better. Now, this has been a total train wreck. The underpayment of hospitals, for example, by Medicare and Medicaid is estimated to be about $60 billion in the last couple of years. And this goes back to Obama going along with nitwit Republican plans to slash the hell out of government even further. Obama went along with slashing the hell out of the EPA budget, even though it had already been slashed to hell previously. So all this matters. And in the case of elections, we have not invested in the quality of electoral resources, such as computers, such as a biometric national ID card. We know some of our progressive friends don't like that. We strongly favor it. But all this could have been done in the case of elections, for example. And it's not just a question of money. Every other modern state has either a national holiday or weekends for elections. In America, there are endless obstacles put up by not having Election Day to be a holiday, to having working people vote. In our view, this is not an accident. This is the desire of the money lords at the top of the system. So the current mess is there are certain exceptional factors such as the questionable mental health of the current president, but there's also a factor of the underinvestment in government, the underinvestment in electoral government resources, and so on and so forth. Now, looking forward, these things need to be reversed. Let's just go over a couple of very important things. In terms of research for the future, in technology, sorry, folks, the key issue here is not whether there was an eccentric genius in a garage. Now, we don't deny there are eccentric geniuses in garages, and they do sometimes invent useful stuff. We're not opposed to that, okay? But big steps forward in research, more often than not, are funded by huge government research programs. Frequently, war leads to these technology developments because huge amounts of money are spent. But here's the way it works. Consider a private corporation. There may be 100 variables to solve a problem, okay, to research a problem. They're not going to fund all 100, but you may need to fund all 100 to find the right solution. They may fund 3. That's why government research is absolutely essential. It's absolutely essential. And the destruction of America's renewable energy program in 1981 by Reagan has to be one of the greatest disasters in American history. But there have been further problems going further back. I mean, in 1953, the National Security Council called for a major renewable energy research program so the United States could be energy independent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's the problem. That didn't have the backing of big economic interest. Now, let's take an alternative action of government investment, the highway trust fund, the building of the interstate highway system, and the neglect of railroads. Now, hey, that had a lot of backing. The oil industry loved that. The car industry loved that. The construction industry loved that. And they applied the political investment to make it happen. So there's nothing stupider than and more fraudulent than the claim of so many conservative politicians that we can't have government play winners and losers. Government has been playing winners and losers since this country was founded. The Erie Canal was built with government money. The intercontinental railroads were built with huge subsidies, and so on and so on and so forth. In the case of energy, There have been further past neglects. The 1950s are an example. In the 1960s, John F. Kennedy came up with the idea of going to the moon, in our view, a very low priority item. and billions upon billions were spent going to the moon, that money could have been spent on renewable energy, but it was not. So government matters. It's that's how we change things. You're not going to deal with poverty and issues like that without issues such as national health insurance. Now, you need intelligent people designing those programs. You do. You need to make government service the apex, the top of society, the thing that's most respected, where people are paid and rewarded for excellent service, and we might say punished for incompetent service. But you can't get anywhere if you don't make it a priority. Now, while we're at it, we'll also discuss the idiotic transition system in American politics. In Europe and in saner societies, when you have a change in government, you have a change of a very small number of people at the top in the various ministries. The civil service keeps on functioning. In America, you have this ludicrous political system where the entire top of agencies is decapitated, and agencies are frequently in a state of chaos for 2 years until they finally fill all the positions. This is, again, a guarantee for failure, a study in total and complete insanity. Now, in conclusion, there's just been a real failure of moral leadership and common sense leadership on the part of the Democratic Party. Things took a real wrong turn under Reagan. We're not saying everything Reagan did was bad, just make that clear. But in terms of having respect for government, funding government, and making government work, and making government work in a high-quality manner, that was a disastrous wrong turn. When Clinton came in, there was an opportunity for a teachable moment for moral leadership to point out that government did matter, there was a betrayal. There was a betrayal. Under Obama, there was also an opportunity, but Obama ended up going along with Republican plans to gut the government. Now, we understand that President Obama did not want to do a lot of this stuff, and he was bullied into it by lunatics such as Paul Ryan and so on. We don't begrudge that. We do begrudge the fact that Obama, while he might have been forced to sign various things, did not unreservedly condemn the budget cuts that were put through, which were totally disastrous. In issue after issue, things are in terrible shape. The EPA budget in constant dollars is a pale shadow of what it was back in 1980. So there are consequences for all this. And as we move forward, there are a few things more important than elevating public service and recognizing government for the vital role that it is. Government is how, it seems like an idiotically obvious point that we would have to make, but government is how we make decisions in society. The government, if you look at Plato or any of the great philosophers, its government is the means by which the community makes decisions. Unfortunately, under Clinton, there came to be this false dichotomy that community was local community groups and stuff like that. And we're not against local community groups. You always have to be careful in how you discuss all this. But the political philosophers of the world saw government as the solution. It's absolutely necessary. Plato, the real title of Plato's political treatise was not the Republic. That's not even a Greek word. It's a Roman word. It was the state, the power of the state. And that is how people have made decisions throughout history. That's how you will reverse poverty, clean up the environment, and so on and so forth. A further issue that we just might also mention is the role of the church and so on. So many conservatives say, well, when we had the church helping the poor, that was all great. Really? I mean, you guys really want to go back to the Dark Ages where people were burned at the stake and so on and so forth? Is that a real solution? We think not. But insofar as you want to use that argument, you must remember that was a case of state churches. You paid a tax to the church. It wasn't, sure, there were voluntary fundraising campaigns, which got very abused, such as the sale of indulgences that led to the Reformation in Germany and throughout Europe. But the church was part of the state. That's a very important point. So we come back again and again and again to the issue of the state, the issue of state power. Excellence in state power and high moral standards in state power is an essential goal. And assuming Biden comes in, he has few greater responsibilities than to educate people and be a moral voice for the importance of responsible government leadership.